Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. But before our play begins, may we make a practical suggestion on how to economize on your family clothes budget. That is, buy washable garments whenever you can. Then launder them gently, safely, in White King soap suds. Yes, it is very easy and inexpensive to keep your washables new-looking in gentle White King soap suds. Those suds are safe for all your brightly colored washables. Safe for gay new cottons, pretty rayons, and sheer fine nylons. White King suds safeguard your clothes in still another way. They wash out all the dirt. In fact, the only thing White King suds could possibly be hard on is dirt. They wash off surface soil, wash out hidden dirt. To safeguard all your washables, we know you'll say, as thousands of ladies do, I love White King. On the Mediterranean island of Malta, Frank Chandler has reported the death of the malign Roxor to the Inner Council, who for years have been working to defeat Roxor's scheme to set nation against nation until he rules the world. Awaiting the plane to Algiers, Chandler and the Regents go on a sightseeing trip through the ancient city of Valletta. And there, Bob persuades Betty to go with him into the mysterious catacombs, whose origin and purpose are hidden in the mist of time. Within a few moments, the two are hopelessly lost. Outside, Chandler attempts to reach Betty and Bob by his occult powers. In a secluded corner of the churchyard, Chandler and Dorothy look together into the crystal. Chandu, the magician.
Still nothing. Dorothy, you know I can't help them unless you control your fear.
Well, I can't help being afraid.
You must.
Oh, you said yourself there were miles of those caves. Aren't you afraid for the children?
I know we can find them, but not while you're afraid.
How can you be so stolid?
Because I know.
Oh, Frank.
Don't let yourself be terrified. Try, Dot. Look into the crystal with me.
All right, I'll try. There's still nothing in it that I can see.
There will be. Just believe that I know. Wait. Wait.
I hear it now. Frank, I see them. There they are. Walking down a stone corridor.
Don't look away, Dot.
Yeah,
listen.
That's right.
You can hear them.
We really are lost, Bob.
Oh, we'll be okay as long as the lantern holds out. And somebody might come along any minute.
That's the stuff, Martin.
Betty, darling.
Steady, Dot. Bob, listen to me.
Bob?
I didn't say anything.
Bob, take the next passageway to your right.
Hey, what is this?
What are you talking about, Bob?
Turn right. Right there.
Hey, I must be nuts. I thought for a minute I heard Uncle Frank's voice. Well, let's go this way.
We just came from there, didn't we?
Well, I don't think so.
We've been in a million of these caves, it seems to me.
Well, I have a hunch we haven't been in this one. Well, come on, let's try it. What can we lose?
Well, nothing, I guess. I feel as if I'd been wandering around in here since the year one.
Hey, Beth, look, a light. It's those people that came in just ahead of us.
Oh, I hope it really is. Oh, it's gone, Bob.
Oh, wait, I can still see the reflection. Hey, wait a minute. Hey!
Oh, hurry up.
Who are you? Where have you come from? Where is your guide?
Quiet,
the couple of
us. We lost. And we were so scared.
Can we go with you so we can find a way out? We came in alone and sort of lost our way.
Corpo di Bacco, you come into the catacombs with no guide. Be glad you do not die in this place.
Oh, now don't scold them, Giuseppe.
Of course
they must come with us. I'd just as soon go back now anyway. I've seen all I care to.
But, Signorina, I have not shown you this ancient room. These Americani. Dio mio.
Oh, look, we didn't mean to crash in on you. We'll pay our share of whatever you charge.
Uno. Signora, signorine, you see these pillars? This room is very old. 2,000-3,000 years.
Why, we were in this room just a little while ago. Bob, don't you remember that square thing in the center?
Signorina, there is a story that it was once at the altar of those who worship the devil.
Oh, dear, never mind.
Oh, let's go back outside. I didn't think it would be like this. Oh, why, look, Giuseppe. There's a man behind the pillar. An Arab.
Hey, Beth, look.
It's that Ibrahim that worked for Roxor.
Yeah. Oh, look out for him, Giuseppe. We know him.
It is the son of Robert Regan.
Oh, Bob.
And his daughter.
Oh, my goodness, mercy.
How you like to stay here in this dark, empty place and die.
Oh, look, heaven.
Look out for your life, Giuseppe. Bob.
Well, there we are, you big porcupine.
Oh, my goodness.
Bobby Brown.
Oh, Giuseppe, did he get away? See?
Oh, darn. His bones have turned to water and he stumped the hornet.
Well, what are we going to do? Oh. We can't see.
Oh, Bob,
oh, I'm right here, Beth.
Oh.
How about it, Giuseppe? Will somebody come to look for you if you don't come out?
See, they will come sometime. But if I lose a party, I can be guided no more.
Oh, now you can't be blamed because that Arab smashed the lantern.
Oh, I'll say you can't. We know that big lug. He's poison.
You know him?
Well, not exactly. Only he tried to kill our uncle in Cairo.
Oh, dear.
Per Paco, you are a bad luck. I knew it when I saw you.
Okay, maybe we are. What are we going to do?
Well, that's a very good question.
Everybody wait here. Sit on the floor and wait.
Oh.
I will come back with a man and lantern.
Won't you get lost?
The curse of the evil eye is not upon me. I will come back.
So it wasn't all your fault, Bob. Oh, how long do you think we've been in here? Mother will be frantic.
Oh, I don't know how long. Seems like a year.
You two are pretty exclusive, sitting way over there talking to yourselves all this time.
We didn't think we were very popular.
Oh, don't be silly. Come on over here with us.
Oh, let's do, Bob.
Oh.
Look out, don't step on anybody.
Oh.
I never saw anything as dark as this place.
We'll be right here. This will be something to talk about when we get home. Won't it?
Oh, sit down here, Beth.
Okay. Where do you live when you're home?
San Francisco. Where do you?
Beverly Hills.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Well, we're practically neighbors. I'm Judy Allen. This is my mother. Well, you can't see her.
Oh, our name's Regent. Betty and Bob.
Oh, she's your sister.
Sure.
Oh, I wish you'd move over a little. Over by me. I'm glad there's one man in the party. I feel so much safer with a man around. Don't you, Betty?
Oh, yes. I wish there was one around.
Lay off, will you?
Oh, don't say that, Betty. Why, just the way he talks actually makes me feel brave.
Does it? I wish it did me.
Look here. Does your mother know that you two came in here without a guide?
No, she doesn't, Mrs. Allen.
Oh, dear.
We shouldn't have either.
Boggy, how about coming over to the hotel tonight?
Well, I think...
The orchestra's not bad. Where is the Imperial?
Oh, well, no thanks. I mean, if we get out of here in time, we're catching a plane.
Well, if we miss the plane, you could, Bob. We'll have to stay over until tomorrow.
Oh, let's hope you do miss it. You know, Bobby...
Just Bob, huh?
Well, if you insist. You know who reminds me of Betty?
No, who?
Somebody in pictures. John Lund.
Oh, yes, I know just what you mean. Oh,
look, I'm going to walk down the corridor a little way to see if I can find Giuseppe. He ought to be just around...
Oh, no, you mustn't. It's terribly brave of you, but you mustn't.
Oh, please don't go, Bob. I won't say any more.
Were you kidding him? Oh, but then I don't think sisters ever actually appreciate their brothers. Do you?
Oh, Betty appreciates me all right. I was the one that got her into this.
Well, but if it isn't fatal... Why, we might not have met at all if you hadn't.
That guide's been gone entirely too long. Oh, I knew it was a mistake for him to go away in the dark like that.
Oh, I'll call him. Hey, Giuseppe! Giuseppe!
Not a sound. Young man, it seems very strange that you and your sister should be acquainted with that Arab creature. The fact that he tried to kill your uncle seems to
me... Mrs. Allen, we're not mixed up in it. It's only because our uncle's trying
Betty,
to...
Betty, be careful what you say.
I shall report this to the police just as soon as we get out of here.
Oh, no, you mustn't say a word to them, Mrs. Allen.
Really?
Oh, please don't until you talk to my uncle. He'll tell you about... Well, anyway, he'll explain whenever he can.
No doubt. I've heard of foreigners being decoyed into places like this, but it's never happened to me before. You can tell your Arab friend that we never carry much money around with us.
Why, Mrs. Allen, you can't think Bob and I...
Oh, skip it, Betts. Mrs. Allen, if you'll just hold everything until you've talked to our uncle, you'll see.
I hope so. What's the name of this remarkable uncle?
Frank Chandler.
Oh, Bob. There's that horrible man. Bob, do you think it's Abraham again?
Well, gosh, I don't know.
Oh, if only it wasn't so dark. He might be creeping up on us right now. I feel as though he's coming closer and closer.
I'm going to hang right onto you, Bobby.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Oh, Bob, look, there's a light.
Yeah, there's another one. Oh, we're sure glad to see you, Giuseppe.
Bob. Oh, Frank.
Here you are. Given your mother a bad scare. You know that, don't you?
Oh, it was my fault, Uncle Frank.
No, it wasn't, Bob.
Who was that laughing?
Oh, gosh, did you hear it?
Who was it?
Well, we thought it was Abraham. You know, the man that...
What? Did you see him?
Well, a while ago we did, before he smashed the lanterns. That was Abraham, all right.
There were two of them.
We don't know. We didn't see the one that laughed just now.
Well, this is a very pleasant little scene. But if you've come to take us out of here, please do it at once. Our guide's lost somewhere.
Yes. I found him gagged and tied hand and foot just inside the entrance.
I'm not at all surprised. And I hope you won't be leaving, Malta, until the police investigate this. Which way do we go?
Just follow the man with the other lantern.
Fortunately, I know your name. But I'm not the ordinary tourist, you know. I've traveled all over the world, and I know just exactly how to deal with this situation.
Oh, gosh, I have fixed everything now. She'll have you arrested, and we'll never get away from here.
And that old Abraham lurking around every corner. Oh, Uncle Frank, please take us out of here right now.
I will, darling. And I hope this is the last time you two get yourself in a spot like this.
Oh, don't worry, Uncle Frank.
Yeah.
What time is it anyway? I feel as if I'd been in here for 20 years.
And where's Mother all this time?
She's in the plane.
You mean she's gone without us?
No, I mean we're taking off as soon as we can get to the airport. This time we're really heading for Algiers.
Now, before we say goodnight, we pause to suggest that you and every member of your family join us every weekday night to hear Chandu the Magician. And we suggest that you try the soap we make, White King Granulated Soap. You will discover that there is no better soap for your washing machine than White King. White King makes plenty of good, rich, foaming soap suds. Long-lasting suds that don't fizzle out on you when your wash water cools down. And White King suds really roll the dirt right out of your clothes. You'll be so proud of your washing. The white things so very white. The colored things kept so fresh and bright. The washing time shortened so considerably, it saves you effort and saves wear on your clothes as well. So may we remind you, nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap like White King. You will love White King. And when you buy a box, be sure to save the box top, won't you? The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.